Hello, my name is Chuck Porritt. Welcome to my Secondtree website and to this video titled Ivermectin, the COVID Killer. I'm a registered nurse, newly retired after 32 years of work in the ICU and emergency room settings. After I retired in August of 2020, I was exposed to someone who had the COVID virus, and I began to worry about what I would do if I became sick. I had heard about the possible usefulness of hydroxychloroquine. Hydroxy is an ionophore. It does not fight the virus directly, but it allows zinc to enter into our cells and interfere with viral reproduction. This is why zinc has long been considered useful against cold and flu viruses. But hydroxychloroquine was criticized by the medical authorities and the press, and information about it was suppressed by social media resources like YouTube. And so with some difficulty, I obtained a prescription for hydroxy from a doctor in Texas and got it filled by a pharmacy in New Jersey. Since then, I have taken it once a week along with daily zinc, vitamin C, and vitamin D for protection. By the way, there is another over-the-counter supplement that reportedly works like hydroxy. It's a plant extract called quercetin. Then I began to hear about ivermectin. Ivermectin is an anti-parasite medication that was first discovered in the 70s and received the Nobel Peace Prize in 2015 for its great usefulness against parasitic diseases throughout the world, particularly in the tropical part of the world. It is given to both animals and people. You may have used it to prevent heartworm in your dog. And it is given in nursing homes to control and treat scabies infections. Ivermectin has a well-proven track record as a safe medication. Ivermectin was rumored to be effective against COVID. It had been found useful in the Dominican Republic as early as March of 2020 and had been shown to kill the COVID virus in a laboratory setting in Australia in April of 2020. Then increasing reports of its effectiveness in preventing COVID infections in healthcare workers and of curing COVID infections amongst the sick began to surface and circulate widely throughout the world in June of 2020. But like hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin has been criticized by the medical establishment and information about it has been suppressed by mainstream and social media giants. I managed to order ivermectin through a pharmacy in another country. And then after waiting for 4 weeks, it finally arrived from India. Since then, I've also received the Johnson & Johnson vaccine from my local doctor. But the COVID virus mutates rapidly, and there are now many variants circulating throughout the world. It has been suggested that people may need to be vaccinated, revaccinated regularly in order to stay ahead of these mutations. And so I continue to take quercetin and zinc and to save my ivermectin for a future day. Why am I presenting this information on a Christian website? Because I believe that, number one, Christ is glorified when Christians think and act scientifically. Number two, Christians have an obligation to help their fellow man not only spiritually but also practically. And number three, Christians must be truth tellers and are commanded by God to shine light where darkness exists. Personally, I believe that if, instead of hiding behind the First Amendment and resisting lockdowns, famous evangelical churches had researched and used hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin and had then shared their success with the world, that, number one, many lives throughout the U.S. and the world might have been saved. Number two, the deceitfulness of the medical industry that has sought to shut down practical, affordable remedies while making billions of dollars from vaccines and weak antiviral medications might have been exposed. Number three, the election laws of the United States might not have been subverted in 2020. And number four, Jesus Christ and his gospel might have been greatly glorified at the same time. For further information about ivermectin and other well-tested and proven medical protocols against the COVID virus, I would refer my reader to such websites as the FLCCC and Trial Site News. And by the way, I have learned through these organizations that there have been a number of legal actions in this country where families have hired lawyers and compelled hospitals to take care of their family members. People who were unconscious and on a ventilator in the ICU were given ivermectin because a lawyer was able to bring it to pass. And they got off the ventilator, got better, and went home and are now living normal lives. What's important here is to understand that it was because the family members had the power of attorney that they were able to hire a lawyer and find status in the courts. The power of attorney is an important thing to think about in the light of all of these infections and this pandemic. Now I wish to speak not as a nurse, but as a Christian. I believe that great crimes have been committed against the citizens of the United States since the COVID pandemic began. Many thousands of people have suffered and died unnecessarily because big pharma, big medicine, and members of both political parties have worked together to enrich themselves while seizing political power. As far as I'm concerned, the government of the United States has been hijacked, and as of this date, May of 2021, we still don't know who is really flying this plane. This is not a conspiracy theory that political liars warn us about. This is a conspiracy fact. I hold no hope of reversing the 2020 election. As a Christian, I don't believe in democracy. Mankind is not capable of coming together to make wise decisions and do what's right. Since the ratification of the United States Constitution in 1788, while common people have been able to vote for congressmen, senators, and presidents every 2 years, rich and powerful people have voted through direct conversations with presidents, congressmen, and judges every day of the year, and often many times each day. The 2020 election has simply exposed this deep state aspect of American democracy. I believe that now a time of oppression against Christianity in the United States has come. Faithful Protestant Christians will be fiercely persecuted. This is not a time for Christians to be politically active, but spiritually active, and warning their fellow Americans of coming judgment. Real patriotism and loyalty to our fellow citizens is not what men say it is, but what God will say it is. Jesus is coming soon to judge those who are alive upon the earth at the beginning of the millennium and to resurrect and judge the dead at the end of the millennium. These are judgments that will have eternal consequences, and they will be based upon truth and God's law. I would encourage anyone who has medically tortured and murdered people in the pursuit of wealth and political power during this pandemic to repent and openly confess their crimes and to seek Christ's mercy while you still can. You have blood on your hands. In my retirement, I leave behind many hospital colleagues who know that ivermectin works. But because of their dependence upon their employment, they are compelled to remain silent and frustratedly watch while patients deteriorate and go to unnecessary deaths before their eyes. Therefore, it is my responsibility as a retired nurse to speak up loudly on their behalf. For behold, the Lord comes out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. The earth also shall disclose her blood and shall no more cover her slain. Isaiah 26:21.